Okay, yeah, so you guys can see by looking at these scriptures. But I always have to be reminded, and I think we all need to be reminded many times, who does what? You know, I still hear so many people, and I know you guys generally don't do this, but there's always a tendency, well, God had a reason for this or that or the other. Sometimes God had no reason for it at all because he had nothing to do with it. And we've got to remember who's doing what. We just have to do that because resistance is crucial, which is the name of one of the chapters in my book, but it is. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. If you don't resist him, he'll walk all over you. And we don't want that. We want to put him under our feet where he belongs. It says, the thief, and that is the devil, cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come, that's Jesus, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So first of all, to have life, you got to have Jesus. And then to have it more abundantly, you need to have Jesus. And it's amazing how many people, including some Christians, well, as long as you got God, you know, you're good. You know, if you don't want to believe in Jesus, that's okay. Well, no, it's not. It's okay, I guess. You got the freedom of will. God gave you free will. He'll never take that away from you. But if you want anything that's worthwhile in your life, then you need to confess Jesus as your Lord, believe God raised him from the dead. That's the only way. That is the only way. There's one way only. One door. This verse in Hebrews here is interesting. And I could teach quite a while on just this verse. But in tying it with the theme here this morning, I'm talking about the contrast between God and Jesus Christ and us, you know, all that versus the devil and his kingdom. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, and that word partakers is the word full sharing. In other words, we have flesh and blood all but come from our genetic genealogy, you know, the world that we live in and our ancestry. He, this is Jesus, also himself likewise took part, and that's a different word, and it means he took part, not all, of the same. And the reason he took part, that's why I said I could teach on this for a while, is because God created the seed in Mary. So that was outside of the lineage. But Mary, you know, she provided the part that was there already. You know, that was part of physical. But God created the seed in Mary. So that's why Jesus could have pure blood. That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. So anyone who says death is a friend, they're not a friend of mine, because the one who has the power of death is the devil. Now, he has been beaten, but he hasn't been done away with yet. That's not going to happen until the end. But, you know, the war has basically been won. We just have to play it out. You know, the example of that is when Jesus talked about the kingdom of heaven, and he talks about the weeds being planted, and well, the keepers of the vineyard said, well, master, should we go pull the weeds? And he said, no, because if you do that now, you're going to uproot some of the good stuff along with it. So God's not going to take care of all this right now, because the body of Christ is still being built. Well, after everything is all said and done, Jesus comes to gather us together. The rapture is what some people call it. then the whole thing is going to change. Now, we need to remember this next verse in 1 John when we think about the contrast between the Lord and the devil, or the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Lucifer. Ye are of God, little children. Yeah, that's us. We're of God. You know, that doesn't mean we're always perfect in everything we do, but we are God's children. And have overcome them, them being, if you read the previous verses in that, them is the kingdom of Satan. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, you've probably seen that verse before. Greater is he that is in you. Who's in you? We're going to read it. We read this a couple of months ago when we were reading about the mystery, Christ in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And this verse in Colossians 1:27, we're going to read it again this month. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we talked about the hope of glory, that we're going from glory to glory. But we are in eternal life right now. We are living in eternal life. Spiritually, we are right there. Now, the body will change, and we're in the process of renewing our minds and changing our behaviors to line up with our new image. But we are there spiritually. So it is Christ in you and you and you and me, not by any of our doing except that we were smart enough to accept salvation and be thankful for it, but it is Christ in us. So that's why we are greater. We are greater than the devil, greater than his kingdom. We are in a position that's much higher, authority-wise and in every other way. So that is what makes us able to live life more abundantly. We can live an abundant life because of what Jesus did and because of who we are now as part of his body and as the children of God. And I think that's something to be excited about, to be thankful for, and to be encouraged by, because sometimes things come along and we've got to remember which ones come from God, which ones don't. And don't accept tragedies. If it says steal, kill, and destroy on it, where did it come from? The devil. Does God do the hurricanes? No. Is it God's judgment? No. It's the devil, because he has not been done away with yet, so he still does whatever he can do. Nevertheless, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And as long as we can remember that and stand and fight the good fight and allow God and pray and work with him and the Lord Jesus Christ, we can overcome in just any situation. Sometimes it gets to be a really tough one. But the first thing we need to know is that, that wasn't God doing that, so I don't have to get all confused and in turmoil. Why did you do this, God? Or why did you let it happen? Because there's still a kingdom on earth that is opposing God, and we have to work together with God to bring God's kingdom to earth. And we can do it. We can do it. And Jesus Christ already set the final curtain. He's waiting for God to tell him to come back and put an end to all this. But that won't happen until it's the right time. Meanwhile, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen? Amen.